vacancies in Paddock Wood, Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells to fit around existing family commitments, further education or starting your own business, we have a shift pattern to suit you. To see our current vacancies, visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk.
Now let's work it to the bone, 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 come on, work.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, The Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous back from Cairo, Jules Serkin.
Ehlen Osehlen.
Ha, yeah, no.
Keep panic into your Russian.
Shmishy, good on you.
Into Kwayezola.
Righto. Why are we speaking Russian?
This is my Arabic.
Oh, right.
Actually, it's my Cairo accent.
Is it?
Mm.
Do you do an Alexandria accent and a Memphis accent?
I'm Skandria.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Had a lovely meal there. Thought of you. I had a stuffed mumba sausage.
Did you indeed? And you thought of me.
Yeah, I've got the recipe.
Fabulous. Mm. I know you had a lovely time because I saw all the tweets at various times of the day and night.
Yes.
And the entire air crew that you lunched with on a regular basis.
Oh, the pilots.
Yeah, Bill, Bob and Tony.
Yeah.
Hello, guys.
At BH Jet, if you're following them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Boeing 7 something or other. Boeing, a huge thing with, you know, numbers after it. Boeing 74 something or other.
747.
But it was all kitted out like, you know, beautiful sort of palace inside.
Really?
And they fly this shake around.
Do they?
But they took me under their wing, Paul.
Oh, really? Both wings or
18th
just one wing?
Floor I was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, tucking in.
Anyway, you had a nice time.
I did. I'll tell you about it later on because we've got to get the lovely Richard Phillips on, haven't we?
We've got lots of things to get through and we'd love to hear from you, the Businesses of Kent. In a normal way, you can call us on 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've already had more than 24 tweets in and I'm going to start reading some of those in a moment. But we would love to hear from you, the Businesses of Kent. And Jules and I will be discussing her pyramid trip later, I'm sure.
We're also wondering how the floods are affecting you. Well, I am, anyway. You know, has it affected your business? Because I know there's a couple of pubs that have had to close. There's one in Faversham on the Creek that had to close.
Mm.
And, well, of course, we know the lovely at Mr. Harry Covert had to move out of his house for 6 months.
Yeah, Yalding flooded again a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it is bad, which is why I bought you a camel.
Thank you.
But
I noticed it tied up outside. Well, I wonder what it was doing.
No, but what it's done is it's frolicking with the alpacas at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
You might not get it back.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I've had a tweet from a new follower, Rocky Fitzpatrick. And she says, hello, could you possibly put out a quick tweet for me, please, and ask people to follow Reverse Gear D2D2. Sounds like something out of Star Wars, doesn't it? Reverse Gear D2D2. These guys are trying to raise funds for the Red Cross by doing a car journey. So if you would like to follow Reverse Gear D2D2 and find out all about what they're doing to raise funds, I think Rocky Fitzpatrick will be very grateful.
How do you know that Rocky, that Rocky is a lady?
Because there's a picture of her on my Twitter.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that.
That was easy, that one.
Yeah.
I could deal with that. So that's the first tweet of the day.
And also AK Pet Services, lovely Adrian, saying hello, guys.
Thank you, Adrian.
Did I butt in?
Yes, you did. And you read that from the top of the list.
Yeah.
As normal.
I don't like to butt in.
Yes, you do. It's your favourite pastime.
Belaine's. They're there. Hello to Belaine's. I always forget what they are. They're bespoke handmade kitchens, Paul Andrews.
Wow.
And bathroom design. Mm,
okay. Did you hear? I was tweeting on Saturday. You were away in the Middle East. But
I was rescuing my husband from being arrested, but that's another story.
Yeah, we'll go into that later. I got followed on Twitter by a local chap where I live in Tenterson called Andy Clark, who owns a company called The Curve.
And, oh, yes, and I did.
And they make unusual handmade coffins
that
are curved and painted, and you can have them painted in lovely designs. And he ended up on the Graham Norton show on Radio 2.
That's right.
And I was listening to that and retweeting it, and he's just sent a tweet, so I'm going to listen today.
And have you ordered your curved coffin?
No, but I have asked Andy to come on to the show to tell us all about it. So he's going to do that in a couple of weeks' time, which will be good.
Yeah. Can't wait.
We've had a tweet.
But
from...
I just want to know why curved, because does that mean your body has to be like banana shaped?
No. It's not curved in that way. It's rounded. It's not, you know, traditional.
You're saying I'm rounded?
You asked. You know, there's coffins and coffins. Yeah.
But a curved banana shape.
No, as far as you're concerned, we're having a skip.
Oh, you pig. That's a really curmudgeonly thing to do. You said you were curmudgeonly at the start of the show.
I warned you I was in a curmudgeonly mood. DJ skips for you.
You see, the trouble with you is
yeah.
that now you've lost all this weight, you're just a tad superior about it, aren't you? Evangelical, even.
What's that got to do with being rude to you?
Well...
I'm always rude to you.
So I'm having a skip for my...
You're having a skip, but other people are having curves.
I think that you would have one of those sort of, you know, dressed in white and put down the river sort of burials.
No. You've got this completely wrong.
Buddhist.
I'm going to live forever.
Are you?
I've already decided, yeah.
But you're already a dinosaur.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going for a record.
You are reincarnated.
Unless I'm hit by a meteorite, I'm going to live forever. I've decided.
That's a song, isn't that?
Yeah, something like that.
Fame.
We've had a tweet from F. Keys, the Microsoft training people over in Medway City Estate. Thank you for that.
And they even managed to teach you something once, didn't they?
They did indeed. Brilliant. I mean, Alex Waterson from here is absolutely fabulous. He actually did a talk the other night at Create, Fruitworks Create.
Oh, yeah, with free beer.
Yeah, with free beer and free people and all kinds of things and lots of networking. And it was fabulous. He just did tips and tricks. And the place was full of geeks, okay?
And then you came.
No. But the place was full of geeks and techie, real techies. And they're going, oh, do we really need this? And 5 minutes later, they go, oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Oh, that's easy. I didn't know that. So do it. You know, if you use Microsoft Office-based products at all, talk to Alex, because it's amazing what he can do for your productivity.
Good one.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Alex. We've had Lee from Ancorians Football Club.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Lee. Tweeted in. They're listening as well. And they are still trying to find a sponsor for Sammy the Starfish.
That you thought was a marigold glove.
Yeah.
You insulted them, didn't you?
I did, but I think I pulled that one out of the fire. It was quite clearly a starfish. It was just me without my glasses.
Perhaps you'll have to sponsor them to make up for it.
I can't do that. I already sponsor a dozen teams. I can't sponsor anymore. Mm. But they are looking for a sponsor for Sammy the Starfish, who is the mascot for the Ancorians football team. And Ancorians run over 20 teams for adults, kids with special needs, girls and all kinds. Everything you can imagine they run a football team for.
Where are they based?
Medway.
Okay.
And we've had... This is quite a long one, but I want
to... Vicar said to the...
I want to read it all. It's from a lady called Megan B, and her Twitter handle, wait for this... is Megan Brafflepag.
Oh, I love that.
I think I'm going to have to spell that. It's
yeah.
all one word as a Twitter handle. Megan, M-E-G-A-N. And then her name is B-R-A-F-F-L-E-P-A-G. B-R-A-F-F-L-E-P-A-G. Megan Brafflepag. And she says, hi, Vanilla Web. I'm competing in this year's topmodeluk.com finals
wow.
on April the 5th. And there are 5 categories of awards up for grabs. And there's a public vote on it. And every vote costs you £1. Okay?
Mm.
But all the money goes to Children with Cancer charity.
Okay.
Okay?
So is that Teenage Cancer Trust or is that another charity?
On the Twitter, there's CWC.
Right.
Children with Cancer.
Yep.
Okay? CWC_UK.
Right.
Okay? And she says, I will be fundraising and not just relying on the votes. Yeah? I'm looking for businesses in South Kent that will match what I raise at one of my fundraising events, and please support me in making a difference. So if you want to talk to Megan about that, or if you want to find out anything about it, there are 2 Twitter handles you can go to. You can go to Megan's page, which is Megan Brafflepag, B-R-A-F-F-L-E-P-A-G, Megan, M-E-G-A-N, B-R-A-F-F-L-E-P-A-G. You can find her by following me. If you follow me, you'll find Megan. And you can also find the charity themselves on Twitter, CWC_UK.
Sounds good.
So do check both of those out if you would.
And she's
so
a top model.
Top model, yeah.
Bit like you.
She's a bit good looking.
Yeah.
So looking at her photo on Twitter.
She's
worth a vote,
yes,
definitely.
Yes, worth doubling your money.
Yeah, exactly.
A big shout out from Derek and Wendy.
I thought you were going to say Derek and Clive there for a moment.
Who deliver local organic fruit and veg delivered to your home within the ME postcodes. And they are on the Twitter. I can't read it because I haven't got my glasses. At Harvest number 4U, Derek and Wendy. Thank you for that.
Fabulous. Thank you. I think we got time for the first email.
Kent and Victor Chamber, and time is running out, they say, to share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering this year's Kent and Victor Chamber Awards. One application to enter three prestigious awards.
That's prestigious.
Prestigious.
Wow.
With a capital P for some
prestigious reason.
Prestigious. I love these press releases. They put a capital P. Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, Kent Excellence in Business Awards, British Chambers of Commerce National Awards. Is your business doing well, they ask? Are you proud of what you've achieved? Why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? So the winners of the Chamber Awards 2014 will be announced at a gala dinner to be held at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on Wednesday the 26th of March, and that'll be in the precincts of the historic Canterbury Cathedral. Apply now and promote your business in Kent. Closing date is the 21st of Feb. Please email Amanda at kentinvictchamber.co.uk or telephone 01233 503838. Thank you for that.
Fabulous, thank you. This Thursday, the 6th of February, is Spitfire Networking, taking place 2 hours of casual networking with like-minded local professionals, 12 till 2pm, and lunch is included.
Ooh.
And the whole thing, including the price of lunch, is £5.
Wow.
Booking is essential as places are limited, and that's the Spitfire Networking Group, and that's taking place at the Kings Hill Golf Club, which is on the outskirts of Westmorling. And you can book your place by emailing info@coreifa.co.uk, or you can call them on 0844 875 5777. The contact details for Spitfire Networking can be found on the Kent Business Radio website under the tab for events. And it's one of the regular networking events, and Spitfire Networking can be found there if you'd like to book your place.
I love
that.
The way they call that casual networking. I've got this vision of them sort of standing around with brandies and cigarettes and lolling.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, should we play a tune now?
No.
Oh, you're such a stickler for timing.
I'm being punctual and timely efficient.
Oh, I thought I was helping you to do that.
No, you're just being a nuisance.
Right.
It's normal.
The Lenleys, the last Thursday of the month, it's the beginning of their tweet ups again, and it's 10 to 12 in Canterbury at Lenleys. There's free parking. For details, go on to the Kent Business Tweet Up. .co.uk website, and they've got them in Faversham, two in Canterbury, and of course the lovely Whitstable one, and sometimes an Ashford one. And if you have a venue you'd like to have a tweet up in, Greg, do let us know. That's
fabulous.
Greg at Aylesford on my left there.
Yeah, who's our guest that's on later in the show.
Yes, I've tweeted out his picture already, Paul Andrews.
Have you?
Yeah, very diligent.
Sally Laker has tweeted.
Hello.
Sally for Cakes, saying that she's listening. Sally's a regular of the show, and at long last, I've talked her into coming on as a guest.
She never wanted to. She was
almost
shy. No,
but she is coming on now.
Is she bringing a lemon drizzle cake?
She did promise to bring fat-free, sugar-free, calorie-free cakes.
Oh.
What she's bringing for you, I've no idea.
I'll be having lemon drizzle now.
Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to that. It'd be lovely to have Sally with us.
Mm.
And she's coming on in a couple of weeks' time.
Love, Paul. Cupboard love.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What, in the same way that you've got Billy locked in your wardrobe? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I think...
Tunage?
I think it's probably tunage time round about now. And I decided that I was going to play a bit of Neil Diamond. What do you reckon?
This is a good one. Greg and I will dance to this.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah.
Bit of Crackling Rosie.
Oh.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song.
sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right. We got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Hi, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, and hopefully on the phone we've got our guest Richard Phillips.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello Richard, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's nice and sunny down in Wichita, but also I couldn't ask for much more.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. For those listeners that don't know, and there can't be many of them, because you are rather well known as a TV chef and local restaurateur and businessman. For a start, Richard, tell us a little bit about the restaurants that you currently run in Kent.
The three I've got at the moment are Thackeray's over in Tunbridge Wells, which has just entered its 13th year, so it's been well established now for some time, and that's my fine dining restaurant. When I say fine dining, it's the level is more of a more sort of formal eating environment.
Sure.
And I've got my two pubs, one in Hollingbourne, just outside, just in the village of Hollingbourne, just near Leeds Castle. And then down by the coast where I am today, which is Pearson's Arms in Whitstable.
Fabulous. And it's one of those sad facts of life that I'm a frequent visitor to all of those establishments. And very good they all are too. I mean, you've been in business for quite a while in Kent now, and I guess you're a Kent man, are you?
I am indeed, yes. Born and bred in Kent. I schooled in Kent and then did my training at college down at Thanet College.
Oh, did you? So you're another one of the... the alumni from Thanet College, because I think
Gary Rhodes
was also there, wasn't he?
Yeah, Gary was there. Yeah, he's slightly older than me.
Yeah, obviously.
He'll kick me for saying that, but we always have a little bit of a joke about that.
Richard, is he still in Dubai? Does he still have a restaurant in Dubai, do you know?
Gary's got two sites over in Dubai and spends about 8 to 9 months of the time over there.
Mm.
His children are at university. I managed to catch up with him early part of last year when I was out doing testing with demonstrating out there, and so was he. And he's got a successful restaurant, and his children go to uni, so I think he comes back in the summer, and it's extremely hot out there, and spends the time in the UK. So he's enjoying himself.
Fabulous. Really, I mean, I don't want to keep you too long, because
I want to know what's on the menu.
I know, but it's lunchtime and you're busy, and we're on a mobile link, which isn't always the best thing in the world. I know that you're planning to do some things, and we're going to talk to Greg in a moment, but you're, yeah. you've got some plans in the pipeline working with the friars at Alresford Priory, I understand.
Yeah, well, many years ago, I started doing cookery classes, cookery lessons in the kitchens of Thackeray's. It proved to be immensely successful, very popular.
I can imagine.
Sort of having anywhere between 8 and 12 people that would come to the kitchen on a Monday when it was closed. I would take them through, taking the stress out of dinner parties, creating amazing dishes, or sort of just getting over any sort of scary things they might have in the kitchen. And for the whole day, they kind of had me on hand to answer questions, show them hands-on how to cook dishes and base dishes, and it became immensely popular and something I really enjoyed doing. Subsequently, after that, I started doing cookery schools at the restaurant I had at Chapeldown. Again, it proved very popular, and I was doing them on a fairly regular basis. But time restraints that I had, just the fact that I was getting busier and busier, and my restaurants always come first, I sort of decided, well, I'll do one a quarter. And I've done enjoyed them, and sort of dropped for the last sort of couple of years just because I was so busy with the pubs opening up and trying to focus even more time on those. But then the Flyers approached me back in the last year and asked I'd be interested. Did a JV with them, great barn there, and where we could sort of put up a stage, people sort of coming on in the morning, meet and greet, and I literally take them through four or five dishes throughout the course of the day. They have a lovely lunch, a few bottles of wine. We just have a really fun-packed day, but what they get from it is to taste some great food. They get some good tips along the way. I'll demonstrate how to make a few shortcuts when they're in the kitchen environment.
What kind of shortcuts, Richard?
Just really saving yourself a bit of time, really. I think it's really important. 90% of creating a good dish is in the preparation. Mm. 10% is in the cooking. So if you can prepare correctly and take the pressure and the stress away from if you're cooking a dinner party on a Saturday night, you'll enjoy it that much more. Mm. And I always refer to cooking a bit like painting. If you have an angry painter, it comes across in painting. See, with food, it's very similar. If you've got a chef there which is either stressed or unhappy or clock-watching, you can see that in what they put on the plate. But if you've got someone that's relaxed, enjoying themselves and really happy, and we've got a lot of respect for the food, again, you'll see that in the dish and you'll get a much better dish from that. So I just try to show people, well, you know, if you're creating a dinner party on Saturday, whether it be for 4, 10, 40, doesn't matter the number, think about it in advance. A week before, plan the menu, write your shopping list, purchase some of those ingredients on a Thursday, then, you know, start preparing it on the Friday morning, just an hour or two, then maybe an hour in the afternoon on a Friday. And then, you know, an hour on Saturday morning, and you pretty much nailed it. And then you can sit down, enjoy your dinner party with your friends, not stressed in the kitchen, thinking, and then asking your partner after they've left, and thinking, I actually haven't seen them.
Yeah.
And I've never done it again. And that's a big common. So I like to see people get prepared and create dishes which aren't sort of above your talent, and don't try and spend loads of time dressing the plate and doing fancy love hearts and things like this.
Even for Valentine's.
Well, yeah, probably. But people should be worry and concentrate more about the flavours than it looking good. Create a good dish which is sort of oven to table. If it tastes good, they'll enjoy it. I always want to use this scenario. If you went to a restaurant and it didn't look amazing, but you know what? It blew you away with flavours. You'd go back to it. But if you went to a restaurant and it looked great but tasted rubbish, you wouldn't go back.
So no, absolutely.
Think of that in home cooking. Don't try and spend all your time trying to dress it and make it look nice and things go pale, but just really simple but effective cooking using really good quality Kentish product. Mm.
Fabulous.
Have you got scallops on the menu at the moment, Rich?
I always do scallops because everyone loves scallops. It's one of those things that they're a little bit scared of purchasing from the fishmonger. They might see the shell and they say, how do I get into that? How do I open that? So I will show people what to look for when purchasing them, how to open them from the shell, how to take the roe off, and then how to cook them. Again, a lot of fish, people say, oh, I don't like fish. Well, a lot of people turn around and say, well, it's probably where they've had a bad experience of fish. It's either been overcooked, it's gone dry, or it might not be the freshest piece of fish they've eaten.
Sure.
So look where we are. We are an island. We should eat more fish. We've got great fish, especially in Kent on the coast there. So we should be using it more. So I just hope people sort of think about how to cook it. Sort of medium rare. If you've got sort of a steak medium rare in your mind, always think I should cook fish that, you know, a little bit pink, a bit salmon, nice and moist, and you'll get so much more from it. And you know what? Once you touch fish correctly, there's no going back. So Scotland's absolute winner.
Fabulous. We could talk about this all day, but sadly we kind of run out of time, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you once again, and enjoy the afternoon. We've got all the links to your various restaurants on our website, so people can find out about you and book their tables and stuff like that. But for the moment, Richard, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon sometime.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
I fancy a scallop now.
I bet. Yeah.
They are really nice. I mean, and of course, you can use the shell for a little soap dish afterwards, can't you, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, the link was a bit poor there on terms of the telephone. But
shame we couldn't get him on the landline, sadly.
Yeah,
sorry about that, listener.
No worries, anyway. Do you want to read an email?
I'd love to. An evening of, talking of eating, an evening of dining, mystery and suspense on board the steam-driven Golden Arrow Pullman. Oh, this sounds lovely. With a luxurious overnight stay is included. The dates are the 28th of March, the 13th of June and the 11th of July, the 8th of August, the 12th of September, the 10th of October and the 14th of November, and then there's the 3rd and 4th of December. This seems pretty reasonable. It's only $275 per person, which is based on two people sharing a double or twin room, including breakfast. And they say, join us aboard the Golden Arrow for a murderous evening of dining and high drama. Solve, that would probably be suitable for Dr. John Sykes. Solve the clues of a murder most foul, played for you by our professional cast of actors, and then enjoy a luxurious overnight stay at a beautiful country house. And once linking London to Paris, the golden, glorious Golden Arrow, a global icon of its age, provides a stylish backdrop to this wonderful event. Call Josh or Michelle. I'll read out the phone number, and now I'm just going to give you the email, which is inquiries at Negsden, N for Norman, E-G-D, S for sugar, E-N.com. And Josh or Michelle, you can get them on 01-799-252-354. 01-799-252-354. And that's to go on the Golden Arrow Pullman. That sounds fabulous. $275, I think that's pretty good value for that, actually.
Do you know...
I want to go.
I once did the Venice Orient Express.
Did you?
Yeah, from Venice back to London.
Wow.
And it's the only train journey I've been on where the conductor came on and said, ladies and gentlemen, we are dreadfully sorry, there's been a landslide in the Alps and we've got to detour, which will add 8 hours to our journey, and everyone cheered.
Oh, how long ago was that?
That was exactly 18 years ago.
And was it really luxurious?
It was absolutely stunningly fabulous. The whole experience was unbelievable. And
did you go up a little ladder to your bunk bed?
Yeah, indeed, yeah, and the bunk beds dropped down, and the cabins, considering when they were built, which were basically Edwardian, were absolutely sumptuous, very, very tiny, but incredibly well planned in terms of how they were built. But it was all Art Deco type stuff, and it was a fabulous, absolutely unbelievable experience. And coming by train all the way from Italy through Switzerland, and of course it's just unbelievable.
And do you get off the train and look around towns, or do you?
No, it comes all the way to Calais, and then you get off because the train can't come the other side of the channel,
right?
Because the rails are different. So when you come the other side for the last bit of the journey from Dover into London, you have the Pullman.
Oh, wow.
Which is very similar.
And how did you get on with removing your bustle at night, as it was that sort of era?
My bustle.
Your bustle, you know,
I didn't
ladies.
Have a bustle.
Didn't you have a bustle?
No.
So. Crinoline?
No. So there you go. It was actually much more 20s style.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Flappers and Charleston and stuff like that. It was much more like that.
You are quite a flapper.
Thank you.
Especially when the guests, you know, don't answer their phones.
I want to speak to our guests in a moment because it'll be much more fun than talking to you.
I just wanted to bait you.
I know, but I've got another food-related tweet here. Because I get more food-related tweets than that rubbishy old Scuff and Quaff show.
Yeah, well, the Superior Show, 11 to 12.
I've got a very new listener called Little Vietnam. And this is really unusual because I've not heard of this before. And they say, would you give us a shout out? And we'd love to see you at Little Vietnam. And they are a Vietnamese baguette shop.
Ooh, now what is a Vietnamese baguette, pray tell?
I have no idea. And I think we're going to have to head over there and find out.
Yeah, where is it?
They're in Beltring.
Should we go now?
Yeah, we could do.
Yeah, leave Greg. Greg can run the show.
Yeah. So we can follow them on the Twitter at Little Vietnam TW.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And they're at Beltring, which is over Paddock Woodway, isn't it? It's over near Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, not Beltinge.
Not Beltinge, no, Beltring. It's where the hot farm is.
Tell me the Twitter handle.
It's Little Vietnam TW, all one word. Little Vietnam TW. And they are a Vietnamese baguette shop.
I do love Vietnamese food, but I've never had a Vietnamese baguette.
No,
I have no idea what it is.
I'm not entirely sure. I've had Vietnamese food, which tended to be served in banana leaves and things that, which was quite nice.
Yeah, not something you see much.
But funnily enough, we were talking about this place earlier in a different context. I actually had that in a restaurant called Indochine on the docks in Singapore. What's the docks called in Singapore? Can't remember what they're called.
I didn't know they had a name, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they have, yeah.
Docks.
It? Yeah, no, something key.
It'll come to you.
It will come to me in a minute. I'll blurt it out in a minute.
Tell you what, you get around.
Boat Quay. On Boat Quay in Singapore, there's a restaurant called Restaurant Indochine, and it's owned by a guy called Ian Anashevsky, and I had the Vietnamese banana leaves
in
there.
How long ago was this?
Oh, donkey's years.
You get around, don't you, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, I used to. Anyway, enough of all of that. I think it's about time we spoke to our next studio guest, don't you?
Yes.
Because it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, Mr. Greg Watkin. Greg is the general manager, and I've got to get this right, of the Friars at Aylesford Priory.
That's correct.
Blimey.
Wasn't that difficult, was it?
It wasn't, no, but I am known for getting things wrong. Greg, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
It's good to be here, thanks.
Absolute pleasure to have you back on the show again. And there's loads and loads and loads of stuff happening in your neck of the woods.
There is indeed, apart from the rain.
Apart from the rain, yeah. Because there's quite a lot of water around the Priory as well.
Yeah,
we're
on a floodplain.
Yeah.
And we're right by the river.
Yeah, so have you been badly affected by that?
Not badly. We've lost a few trees. We've lost about six since December.
Okay.
Some big broadleaf trees and a couple of pines. But we've got a lot of our land. We've got 42 acres there.
Right.
And there's quite a fair few acres that are underwater at the moment.
Yeah. It's funny you saying about losing trees, because I was talking about this the other day as well, with the floods. One of the problems with flooding is the lack of trees, because trees are great devices for sucking up water.
They slurp it up, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a statistic once that an average oak tree will take up 160 gallons of water a day.
And because people are paving over their driveways, all that sort of stuff, you know, getting up lawns and things. And some people have artificial lawns, which really
upsets
me.
Very big in the US, isn't it?
It's all wrong.
Well, our problem has been the water, the ground is so waterlogged that it's actually uprooting them.
Right.
Not so much trees coming down, branches coming down, but full trees being uprooted.
Yeah.
Because it's so waterlogged.
It's like
so
a sponge.
Water, there's nothing to grip them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway, we've plenty going on. Yeah, you heard from Richard there. Good to hear from Richard again.
Mm.
He's going to be doing this cookery session with us, cookery class, on the 10th of April.
Right.
And that's going to be a really exciting day, because he's going to spend the morning cooking and then looking at people's questions and their tips for cooking at home. Because it's all geared towards us, you know, people's home, you know, dinner parties and things. And then there'll be a meal in Pilgrim's Hall, which you may have seen. It's one of our beautiful buildings.
There.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
I've eaten there.
Is that when you were a pilgrim? Or?
Yeah, yeah. What a fabulous place that is.
Yeah, it's a 13th century building. Beautiful building.
I have to... It's open to the public. It's a restaurant, and I've eaten in that restaurant, and it's got the two things that you want in a restaurant. The superb food in the most fabulous setting. It is the most gorgeous building, and the food is not half bad either.
That's great. I mean, at the moment, we aren't... marketing our evening meals so much as we it's our lunch times, and right. We've got a lot of guests who stay with us, you know, pilgrims who do come and spend a lot of time with us, spend weekends and days, but we're doing these special nights, you know, and one of them is with Richard. We've also got a murder mystery evening. We tried that out recently with the Heart of Kent Hospice as I get strangled here by Jules. Thank you.
Just trying it out
for Well, we haven't managed to kill anybody yet, but the murder mystery has gone down so well. It's a great setting for
us. Again, it's a fabulous set. I mean, if anybody doesn't know the Friars at Alresford and the Priory there, it is the most gorgeous place from all kinds of points of view. It's a very tranquil place. It's a very old place. It's a very beautiful place, but it's also very atmospheric, and for something like that,
the thing that's gone down really well is the cream teas and afternoon teas. Mm. They've become very, very popular.
Yeah.
You know, we've had the next one's on with the farmers market. Actually, we're doing it at the same time. Yep. But it's a great time there. I mean,
you're doing so many things there. So you've got cookery courses, murder mystery. You've got afternoon teas. You've got the fabulous restaurant there. You've got
Richard Phillips, farmers market,
and the Alresford farmers market. You also, I understand, starting training courses there as well.
We are. We'll be starting training later on this year with Gene Crew. We're doing training at the Friars. We're going to be looking at training for lots of different business, I suppose, really, but will be the main market, but also individuals. I mean, our first one is in April. Again, it's the 23rd of April, Understanding Communication and Rapport. But the one we're doing in June, Maximising Personal Potential for Success.
That
should be very exciting. Mm. Yeah, so we're just launching that in the next couple of months.
Right.
And as I say, we've launched with Richard as well. Richard is also looking after some of our wedding guests. We hold weddings at the not the wedding ceremony, but we hold the wedding reception in Pilgrim's Hall and the evening session up in the North Barn.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So is there a reason you don't do the ceremony there?
There's a couple of reasons, really. We aren't actually a parish church.
Right.
And it's not what it was set up for. If we went commercial and said, let's just do weddings, we would be overrun with business.
I can imagine.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. We've got five chapels there right on the shrine. Mm. But they are open there for people to wander in anytime they want. And people come in morning, noon and evening. And we won't even allow photographs there.
That's
if
so
you
nice.
Want to come along and have a bit of peace and quiet and find one, you can go to the big, you know, relic chapel, which is very beautifully, as St. Joseph's, beautifully decorated by Adam Kosowski's icons. But also you can go over to the small one, the cloister chapel, a quiet little room there. It's very peaceful, and we want to preserve that. Mm. And so that's something we're not prepared to sacrifice.
Absolutely. And for those listeners that don't know, we ought to make it clear that Alresford Priory is a working monastery.
Yeah. It is. It's not a monastery, it's a friary. Monastery is the difference being that in a monastery that the monks would be, you wouldn't see them so much except when they come
That's
for prayer.
That's more like you, Paul.
Yeah.
But the friary, you will, you know, the
show off in the friary.
The friars are there.
Yeah.
Do you, Greg, run retreats there, proper
There's
retreats
all the time there, yes. There's a whole retreat leaflet. You know, any of these things, if you go onto our website or also ring us at, you know, 01622 717272, they can give you details of retreats, they can give you details of our guest rooms we've got. Mm. Also got conferencing centres as well there. Mm. I mean, people use those often for weekend retreats or just groups who want to come away and spend a bit of time working together, or maybe a bit of team building and stuff, and they do that there. And equally, businesses come and use them for training.
And all these activities that we've talked about are commercial activities purely to support the maintenance of the fabulous buildings and things that are going on around there. So, I'm assuming that the Priory is a charity.
The Friars is a charity. We have a business wing up at Aylesford Priory Limited just to run the businesses. Mm-hmm. But they are run to support the work of the Friars, because we get a few hundred thousand people every year visiting us. Mm. And we don't ask people to pay for when they come there. They come and use it for whatever they need. Mm. We've got the Rosary Way, the Peace Garden. We've got, as I say, 42 acres. It's a very special place for a lot of people, and we want to always preserve that. But we have 13th century buildings, 15th century buildings, and 1950s buildings, which are in need of most repair.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap trying to keep them.
Of course.
But it's also the work we try to do to support people when they need a bit of help.
Mm. It's a fabulous setting if you've never been there. They're gorgeous places. And funnily enough, Aylesford, because I'm a bit of a history buff, where it actually is, it has a massive history.
It does indeed, yeah.
In that area, going back thousands of years, lots of things have happened at that ford.
That's right.
Any ghosts? Yes.
Yeah.
Any ghosts?
We haven't looked for ghosts. That's not what we're about. We're not going looking for them, but I'm sure people will find them if they look.
We could talk about this forever. For the moment, Greg, thank you for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Pleasure. Good to be here.
We're going to talk to you a little bit later about some other things, I think. But we'll come back to you shortly. But for the moment, thank you very much. If anybody wants to find out about any of the things that Greg has mentioned, you will be able to find links to all of that on the Business Bunker website. We have put links to the Friars, and as these other events unfold, we will also publicise those. But you can just go to the Friars website and find out about all these things, or find out the contact details to find out more. And all those links will stay on the Kent Business Radio website. Greg, for the moment, thank you very much.
Thanks indeed.
We'll talk to you a bit later on in the show, hopefully. I think what we're going to do, Jules, I think you can read one more email.
That's very pleasant of you. I'm just going to read out Greg's phone number at Aylesford Priory again, for booking.
Well, so you read that out, and then I'm going to read an email then.
Oh, I might not let you.
No, I'm going to now.
01 to phone up to find out about Aylesford Priory and anything that's going on there and everything that's going on there. 01 622 717 272, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Aylesford P, I think they are. But you'll see that they're following us on the Business Bunker.
Cool.
You read yours now.
I'm going to read mine out, yeah. And then we're going to play some more tunage and talk to our next guest.
Yes.
February is the month of love, but how many of us are secretly dreading V-Day? Whether it's because we're tired of being single or worried we won't get through the 14th without arguing with our partner. A lot of people aren't in love with Valentine's Day, and it's not surprising. A 2013 poll says that 73% of people are just making do in their relationships. But since we've never been taught how to have great relationships, how can we expect anything different? Internationally renowned relationship specialist Claire Brummel, the relationist, that's easy for you to say, Claire, is starting a relationship revolution, giving people the keys to fantastic, mutually fulfilling relationships with the launch of her new website, which is lovepolarityandpassion.com. That's lovepolarityandpassion.com, and it's being launched on the 13th of February. You can find out more about what Claire is offering by going to their website or by calling her on 07958 511 548, or by emailing her Claire, Claire, at lovepolarityandpassion.com. All of those links will be on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can also follow them on Twitter, because I know we just got a tweet from them as well.
Follow them on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
Is that Yorkshire tea?
I just drunk
with. You've had two cups.
I've had two cups, and I've come over all Yorkshire.
Do you know, the Twitter is hilarious. Have you finished that now?
Yeah.
Because AK Pet Services, he's just had a new follower. Poor Palace.
What's that mean?
You love it when I trip up.
Yeah, well, you just took me to task over my Yorkshire. I'm trying to find out what that is.
Poor Palace Boutique. And they've just retweeted AK Pet Services, or a tweet he did on the 23rd of June 2013.
Well, they're catching up. There's a backlog. Don't worry about it.
You know, keep up, boys. Makes me laugh.
Do you know what?
Tunage.
We're going to play some more tunage.
A little bit of Mick.
We're going to have a little bit of Mick, and then we're going to come back and talk to Dottie from the dairy.
Oh, dear.
No. temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stunkingly gorgeous Jewel Sirkin. That was Mick and the Boys with Jumping Jack Flash. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show now our next guest, Dottie from the Dairy.
Thank you very much for having me on your lovely show.
What
a lovely tune you just played about my son Jack.
Did you enjoy that, Dottie?
Oh, it was wonderful, yes.
Cool. So I tell you what, Dottie, why don't you tell our listeners what you're up to and what you're about and what you're going to be doing?
Certainly, dear. Well, me and my sons, Jack and Simon, we're all going to be in a pantomime at the Brook Theatre in Chatham. And it starts on Thursday the 20th of February and runs through to Saturday the 22nd of February. Oh, it's a wonderful pantomime, and it's at half term, so lots of children can come and see us.
Fabulous. So we've got a half term panto, and I'm guessing that you might be a dame.
Oh,
even.
I am, dear. And I run the dairy, and I've got a lovely cow called Buttermilk, and she supplies the milk for the whole village.
Cool. And the Jack and the Beanstalk production is produced, staged, organised by whom?
It's by Gillingham Dramatic Society. And we've been going for a long, long time now, for about 30 years, nearly twice my age, dear, that is.
Really?
Yes, dear. The pantomime has got lots of new faces in and lots of faces from previous productions.
Fabulous. Now, tell us a little bit about the Gillingham Dramatic Society. You're an amateur group, I think.
Yes, indeed, yes. And we do a pantomime in February, half term, and we normally do a musical at October, and we've just finished Jekyll and Hyde. That was lovely as well.
I'm hearing about a musical you're going to be doing later in the year, which is quite exciting as well.
It's a fantastic one. It's called Hairspray.
Hairspray,
yeah. Everyone knows about it. It's a very popular one, and we're very lucky to have the swoop on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Just coming back to the panto, though, for the moment.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the Gillingham Drama Society, or Dramatic Society.
About 40 to 50 members,
right.
And in the pantomime we've got as young as 3.
Really?
And I think we go up to about 80, I think. So we've got a wide range of people, dear.
Fabulous. What a fabulous thing to have such young people on the stage.
Oh, we've got some lovely, talented dancers and singers, and they're very good, and they all behave themselves, believe it or not.
Really? Oh, that's a bit of a disappointment. We like a bit of bad behaviour.
He's a bit wayward, dear.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, he is, dear.
Give us a shout-out again, Dottie, for when the pantomime's on.
Okay, yes, it's Jack and the Beanstalk, and it's the Brook Theatre Chatham, Thursday the 20th to Saturday the 22nd of February. Now, we've got afternoon shows and evening shows, and tickets are between £7 and £9, and you can get them from the box office on 01634 338 338 or www.medwaytickets.live.co.uk.
Fabulous. We will put that link on the Kent Business Radio website so people can
find
it. We've also listed your Facebook page for the Gillingham Dramatic Society.
Yes.
So that people can have a look at you on Facebook and like you and all those nice things that they do.
On there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not single, are you? Because I am a poor, lonely widow.
He'll take you up on that, Dottie, for Valentine's.
Oh, it could be, couldn't he? He could be my secret Valentine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Man, you know.
Cool. Dottie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been lovely to hear from you.
Lovely to see you, and look forward to seeing all the boys and girls and all the grown-ups.
Yeah, fabulous. And I hope it goes really well, and I'm sure it will, and have a fabulous time.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, dear.
All right.
See you
soon.
Bye, Dottie. Bye. Bye, Dottie. That was Dottie the Dairy.
Yeah.
I wonder what colour her hair is. We need a picture, Dottie.
There is. There's pictures.
Oh,
on,
is there? If what colour?
If you go onto the business... Well, colours...
I'm seeing, like,
yeah,
blonde.
Yeah. If you go onto the Business Bunker Facebook page, there are pictures of Dottie in her full pomp.
So now we need to get Dottie in to chase you round and round.
No,
to
we
catch
don't.
You.
No, we don't need that.
To catch
we,
you.
We don't need that at all.
So to book your tickets for the Brook Theatre to see Dottie in action chasing Paul Andrews round and round to catch him for Valentine's, it's 01634 338 338, or go on to www.medwaytickets.live.co.uk and That sounds like great fun. Thank you for that, Dottie.
Cool, thank you for that. I'm just going to...
Your new crush.
My new crush, yeah, pulled. Whoa. I just wanted to mention to Greg Watkin from the Friars at Alsford, you're involved in drama as well, I believe.
That's a vicious rumour, yes. You're lucky Clarissa Crusoe wasn't with you.
Oh, it could have been really bad.
We only finished the pantomime 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yours is in Faversham, I believe.
That's right, yeah, the Arden Theatre.
Yeah, and you've been involved in that quite a while, I believe.
Yeah, I've been producing that one for the last 7 years.
Right, okay.
Writing it for the last four, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk more about that at some stage, because I'm fascinated. I mean, you do so many things, Greg, it's hard to keep up with you, but it's one of the things we've been discussing kind of off air, is about arts and drama and all that kind of stuff, because you're a bit of a farce man as well, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we have a farce coming up in May, 31st, the last 2 weekends of May, right. It's a Ray Cooney farce,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it runs in the family, very very funny, set in a in a hospital with two doctors and all the shenanigans that goes on there.
Oh, sounds brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm sure even Dottie would be very pleased to see that. There's a matron, rather Mandy looking matron.
Yeah, it's one of those funny things about that,
yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Why do men love dressing up like that?
Well, because the audience loves seeing them.
Yeah. It is partly tradition as well, because from Shakespearean theatre, women just didn't appear in plays. I mean, all the parts were always played by men in
those
days.
Yeah.
It was just one of those historical things, because women and the theatre didn't mix in polite company.
No. It was too bawdy, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, if you want a history lesson about it, basically it was considered very improper to be an actress.
Yeah.
And bordering on being a lady of the night, basically.
Yes.
I couldn't think of a term there. No, I was struggling.
Very quaint.
Well, I have actually played Thisbe in The Dream. Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
I bet you were brilliant.
I'm sure that's right.
Cool. There's something really comical about men when they speak falsetto, though. It makes me die.
Really?
Yeah.
Read an email, then.
I will.
A bloke's voice.
No. Double accreditation celebration for Kent Business. Following a lengthy and rigorous inspection process, CTS Vehicle Services has been awarded two major motor industry accreditations, and the auditor, Kevin Porter, visited the Aylesford depot in December to present the certificates. And so well done, those guys. If you want to know more about their vehicle services, they're on info@commercialservices.org.uk. And one of the apprentices is 28-year-old Chris Dunsworth, and he was a chef. And then he changed careers last year, and he started his apprenticeship with CTS Vehicle Services in October. So that's a huge change for him. So well done, guys.
I got
a tweet.
Yeah, there's a tweet. It came in a little while ago, but I've just caught up with it from Beaujolais Boy.
Oh, not him again.
Ian over at Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton. Yeah, he's gone. She needs tunage, Paul. She's flagging already. Only one show back in and without the Prosecco. I'll send her over, Ian. I'll get her to come and buy a crate.
Yeah, because I was saying I need a tune so I can eat my fruitcake.
Rebecca Lehman has tweeted in saying that she enjoyed Dame Dottie, who's a friend of hers.
I enjoyed Dame Dottie.
Yeah.
I think she should come on.
I think I've got another tweet from Rebecca somewhere. I need to find it in a moment about... She was asking us to read out something else, and I'll find that in a moment. So while I'm looking for that, B. Halling has also tweeted in that she's listening.
She says that LinkedIn can be a business pipeline, and she's running LinkedIn workshops.
Yeah.
B-A,
yeah.
Yeah, nice.
We've also had Farewell Dear Pet.
Oh.
Who are a pet, I might...
Funeral
get this wrong.
Service.
They're a prep funeral service.
What if they have curved?
Well, no, coffins? That's why they're tweeting in, because they were interested in the curve and maybe talking to them about pet dubris coffins.
Well, because pets can be different. You know, you could have a boa constrictor. You'd need a long, thin one.
Yeah, I think you need to understand what this curve is all about.
I do.
Yeah, because basically a conventional coffin has got very shaped, square.
The one that Dracula sleeps in.
Yeah, exactly. What they're doing is they make round-lidded coffins, and they're just gently shaped. So they're still body-shaped, but they don't have the angular sides.
Okay.
And then they, rather than just being plain wood, they can be painted and decorated as well.
That's lovely.
To your taste.
That's lovely.
If you look at their website, they're fabulous. They're handmade, fabulous things.
But you see, if you had if you were burying a pet spider, for example, you wouldn't need a big one. Well, you'd need eight legs, a bit, so wouldn't you? You'd have to have like a hexagonal sort of shape. I'm thinking. Is that Beaujolais boy?
No, it's Beck Lehman who has saved my embarrassment at trying to trawl through my tweets by tweeting me again, just saying, "Oh, for goodness sake, Paul, she didn't say that really." But it was about our vegan Facebook page, my tweet. So what Beck was trying to do was find other vegans, and I believe, if I remember, in the Medway area. Oh yeah, she says it here about our vegan Facebook group. And it says, if you search Medway Vegans on Facebook, you will find their group. She's trying to make contact with other vegans in the
right,
Medway area.
Right, well, also at the Fat Carrot 11, who's a regular on Scoff Quaff, we did a vegetarian special. And I believe she is a vegan.
Indeed she is, yeah.
And so that's at Fat Carrot 11. And if you follow Scoff at Scoff Quaff, which is a superior show, 11 to 12 on a Tuesday, you'll catch up with them. And we also had at Vegans on a couple of months ago for a veg box. They're vegetarians.
I don't know if you read this one.
Plastic sandals.
Because I've lost the plot with you reading from the top.
Have you?
But Adrian from AK Pet Services has said, Aylesford Priory is a fabulously beautiful place to visit. And I go there regularly for peace and quiet. So that's lovely. Thank you, Adrian. I'm going to do an email now.
Okay, I'll gird my loins.
I would. Business Community Breakfast. Do you need a support framework of friends in business? The Business Community Breakfast has been established for over 4 years and has become very much part of local business support. In the last month, I've witnessed firsthand several businesses working together in their marketing. Knowing each other really helps when deciding strategy. The next Business Community Breakfast will be held on the 13th of February. At Gillingham Golf Club, commencing at 7:30 a.m. when the speaker will be David Bibby, an expert in cloud communication. He will be speaking about the latest technical developments in the field. Business Community Breakfast exists for its members and its non-profit making, with any surplus monies being given to charity. There's no annual membership, although businesses that decide to pay annually by standing order do receive a discount. And there's an important update for this next meeting. The Gillingham Golf Club are changing their caterers, so we are unable to provide the normal full English breakfast for this meeting only. Instead, we will have sausage and bacon rolls with tea, coffee and orange juice. And because of this, the business community price will be reduced to £7.50.
I wonder if they're looking for a caterer.
I think they found one, they just haven't started.
Okay.
For February only, bearing in mind that we will need to cover the cost of room hire. So if you want to find out any more about the business community breakfast in Medway at the Gillingham Golf Club, you can go to their website, which is www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and the links to that are in the networking pages on the Kent Business Radio website.
And somebody's just asked me to read out the Aylesford Priory website. So if you want to find out all of the events there, go to www.thefriars.org.uk, and the phone number was 01 622 717 272. Greg, what were you saying to me?
No, that's fine. I just thought you didn't have the number with you.
How rude. Greg's trying to interrupt me.
It's usually me who forgets the number.
You can't get the guests.
You mustn't interrupt.
No.
It's not allowed.
Well, I couldn't remember the number last time, and they got texted to me midway through the show. I came prepared today.
Oh, she gets very sniffy.
He gets curmudgeonly, I get sniffy, apparently.
And kick my ankles.
Yes. I had a funny tweet here from Paul Andrews. He's retweeted a tweet that I was mentioned in, at Vanilla Web. Do you know him?
Never heard of him.
Unemployment, Paul Andrews. It fell again across Kent, with all but one district. This will start one of your rants, won't it? The number of claimants in the county fell everywhere except Dover, where 81 more people claimed Job Seekers Allowance in November. Now, I wonder why Dover. Do you know why Dover?
It's just one of those areas that have low unemployment.
That means you don't know.
No, I do know. I'm just about to explain. Apart from the docks, there isn't a huge amount of employees. There are some employees there, obviously, but it's one of those places that has a huge influx of people because people arrive at Dover.
Well, there must be catering and hotels.
Yes, there's loads of work, but one of the problems with unemployment statistics is that nobody thinks rationally about this.
I told you we'd rant, didn't I?
It drives me nuts that nobody ever thinks rationally about anything in this country. It's all black and white. It's nonsense. Yeah. The fact
you see, I just start the little seed there, and off he goes.
Yeah. You asked me why the unemployment is high in Dover, and it's very, very logical. The mass of people entering the country enter through Dover. When they get here, they haven't got a job. With all the will in the world, it takes a little bit of time to find a job.
Yeah.
And while they're looking, they are unemployed.
Okay, I'm with you.
And then they find a job in catering or whatever, or at the docks or wherever they find a job, and then they're not unemployed any longer. But for the time that they are, it's slightly higher in Dover than anywhere else for the simple reason is they all arrive there.
Job Centre Plus.
Thank
welcome
you.
The latest figures. I thank you. You're going to be like that on Radio Kent from now on again.
Yeah, I am.
What date are you on?
I don't know.
I thought you were very good, Paul Andrews.
Thank you.
Job Centre Plus, welcome the latest figures with 605 fewer working age people. Thing is, when they write these, it's changing all the time, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
605 fewer working age people claiming benefits. And the rate has almost recovered to pre-recession levels. And one exception is Thanet, which has the highest unemployment in the southeast, despite another monthly drop, giving the district its lowest claimant count for 3 years. Paul Andrews?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The overall trend in employment in Kent is downwards. Unemployment trend is downwards. There are more jobs than you can shake a stick at. We have loads of skill shortages. There's loads of ways to get jobs and there's loads of work out there. But it takes time to get a job. So while people are looking, they tend to be unemployed. And we never factor that in. We confuse long-term unemployed people with ordinary unemployed people. And all of us go through periods in our careers and lives of being unemployed for short
exactly.
periods of time, where we're between jobs. And the vast majority of unemployed people actually fall into that category. Yes, there's a hardcore lump of long-term unemployed people, but they're a different set of people with a different set of circumstances to general.
I do hate a hardcore lump, don't you, Greg?
Yeah, it's not good.
I do, but it was a good party political broadcast from the new Minister for Work and Pensions there.
Thank you.
Yes, he's very good. Talking of Cairo, as we were.
No, we weren't.
The country, I mean, the lovely Cairoans, the Masri people and Egyptian people are just lovely. They're just super people, very kind, would help you out, and I really, really like them. And the country is in chaos and it's pretty dangerous. It's on a yellow alert when I was there. But, of course, because of the high unemployment, all the blokes are working. The women are not working because the blokes have to bring the bread in first, I guess. You know, so you go into a flower shop and there's a guy working. You go into a hairdresser's and a beauty salon and there's a guy there, which I found a bit off-putting. I didn't want to speak to a bloke about having a bikini wax. You know, you don't. So I sort of minced out again, you know, edged out. But all blokes are at work, very few women. Even the cleaners were, you know, cleaning the hotels were blokes. So there was that, Paul Andrews.
I'm trying not to corpse and I'm trying not to say anything.
It's very hard for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I don't want to go there at all.
But talking of not talking of bikini waxes... the other thing was that I was thinking about their lovely homemade pita bread, beautifully, you know, they were making it in the hotel, and I watched them putting in the fire and serving it warm at the table, which was just amazing, best bread I've ever had. And these women did it all day. They were the only women I saw working. And I was talking to the chef about the wheat, and they actually, Paul Andrews, import wheat from the USA. Which is, I mean, Egypt is so fertile. They used to grow wheat, cotton,
sure.
You know, for sheets, coffee, tobacco. They import them all now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not growing their own anymore, which if you read my business column in the Whitstable Times and Canterbury Times this week, you'll see I wrote about that.
Cool.
So a country in a huge, with a huge problem there. I don't know quite how they're going to get out of it. They probably need you over there, Paul, to sort it out.
I doubt it. We've had a tweet, actually, from Liz McNaughton.
Oh, hello.
Who quite clearly has eaten either at Vietnam restaurant in Beltring or knows the cuisine. Because she says, summer rolls and pho bo.
Oh, pho bo,
yeah.
You don't want to eat I think it's tit bo. You don't want to eat tit bo. Because you know what that is, Paul Andrews?
No.
That's dog stew.
Really?
Yeah, dog stew.
I don't want that.
Tit po. Or pho.
So what's pobo? Phobo. Don't in. You don't know, do you?
It's not dog. I think it's probably...
It might be.
Beef.
Might be puppy.
Oh, no, it's beef. Go Vicinity's popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Beaujolais boy's popped up. I'm not speaking to him today, so I'm not going to speak to him. Rob Go Vicinity saying, lovely to have you back, Jules Serkin. Really looking forward to that meal and meeting Frontier Funds in person too. There you go. Frontier Funds is in Saudi Arabia at the moment in Riyadh.
Cool.
If you want to follow him.
We've had a tweet in from R. Tobel Photography again, and I was I met the young man involved at Create. He came along, and it was nice to meet you there. And he says, I love a good man rant. You tell him, Paul.
I know, they're raving about your rant. AK yeah. Pet Services, keep him going, Jules. Keep him on his soapbox. and then Go Vicinity saying, where did you get your hair done? We love
Me, I tell you.
You need to go to Flow & Co, actually.
I've just been.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's looking ever so long, I thought.
I know, but it grows.
I think you need some product in it, as they say.
Any particular kind of product?
Yeah,
cottage cheese.
Moroccan oil. I swear by Moroccan oil.
Yeah. You swear a lot, I notice.
I think that he's talking to Stephen Jenner about hair. Not our hair, Paul Andrews.
Ah, right. Mm. Okay.
It's all coming. Oh, Art at Noble Photography. So you can say that. You have to say that in a Yorkshire accent, don't you? Art at Noble Photography. Yeah, Art at Noble. He says, "Love a good man rant." You tell him, Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he's going to do something at the Kent Business Tweet Up at Lenley's.
All right, okay.
This month, I believe.
Yeah, very nice chap. I met him the other day at Create.
I hope he reminds me and Ken Lloyd.
Mm. Young startup talent, Gatwick Diamond 2014 Showcase and Award Evening. The Young Startup Talent team request your pleasure at the Gatwick Diamond Showcase of the Entrepreneurial Initiative, which is aimed at inspiring 16 to 25-year-olds to develop a can-do attitude towards business. The keynote speaker is Guy Stevenson, and he's the Chief Commercial Officer at Gatwick Airport. We'll also be hearing from Jane McGill, who's an HR business partner for British Airways, and Sam French of Sam's Kitchen, a previous winner of the competition, who will be sharing his experiences with us of working with the initiative over the past 12 months. There will be drinks and a light buffet. It starts at 6:30 with a reception. It's on Monday the 3rd of March, and it's at the Pavilion Suite, Lingfield Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club. And that's in Racecourse Road, Dorman's Land, Lingfield in Surrey. So it's only literally just over the border between Kent and Surrey.
We'll allow them on then.
Yeah, and it's smart casual dress code. And if you would like to attend, please RSVP Matt, M-A-T-T, at creativepod.net. And I actually met Matt at the Southeast Business of Business show. I met Matt at the Southeast Business of Business show a couple of Fridays
when
back.
My little girl, Sydney, was very young, about two, I had a friend called Matt. She used to call him Rug for some obscure reason.
Rug? Which,
yeah, because his name was Matt. Is Rug coming round?
Oh, Matt, I get it. It could have been carpet rug. I get it.
And by the way, that's twice in a show that you've mentioned casual.
Really?
Which is a problem.
Did I mention it casually or was I...
Yeah, you sort of lounged as you said it.
Yeah.
We've got the Think Link. Hi, Paul, with no mention of me.
Right.
World's most expensive link. Here's your monthly update. Top slot, it's... Da-da, what is it? Tick-tock.
It will be Anthony Gray Cox, I would imagine.
He is. How does he keep there all the time? It's
money,
amazing.
It's money talks.
Yeah, this has now been the world's most expensive link for over 1,511 days. And to gain the top spot, your link must be worth a total amount of £591. But you can start your link off from as little as a once-off £1. No ties in or ongoing costs. Another casual one then, no ties. So thanks for that. That must be the lovely Alan Noak.
Thank you, Alan. We've had a tweet from MindFit Golf, who are listening in and enjoying the show. Thank you, chaps. Right. Hi, Paul and Jules. Hope you are well. Would very much appreciate a plug for my Going for Growth in 2014 workshop on the 20th of February at the Abbotts Barton Hotel, Canterbury, from 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. Are you a micro or small business owner? Do you want to grow your business in 2014? Do you need help to grow your business this year? Business growth requires vision on the part of you, the business owner. The need to decide where you want to be and how you are going to get there. This 3-hour interactive workshop will help you determine your vision for your business, set growth goals and create an action plan to grow your business in 2014. It will help you identify the key growth breakthroughs for your business in the next 12 months and create strategies to achieve them with targets and measures to keep you on track. At the end of the workshop, you will have an action plan to take back to your business to give renewed focus to your day-to-day decision making. It costs a paltry £99, and if you'd like to go, you can contact Martin White or you can find us on Eventbrite.
Martin White.
That's Martin White, Empower Business Limited. His website is www.empowerbusiness.co.uk. His phone number is 07768267515. The link to Empower Business is on the Kent Business Radio website.
And that's at the Abbott's Barton.
And it's at the Abbott's Barton Hotel on the 20th of February.
They've got young chef Will Britton there. He makes a mean gluten-free brownie.
Does he indeed? Yeah, because they have a brownies breakfast meeting as well, don't they?
They do. Mm. MPR-it on the Twitter saying, just to me, without asking you, like the show. We don't like that. We like love the show. Are you presenting live from any business shows? Please elucidate. And that's from David Keohane. Do I say that right? K-E-O-H-A-N-E? Keohane? Yeah. Keohane?
We normally, depending if it falls on a Tuesday.
Why do they have them on a Tuesday?
Yeah, because we only broadcast live on a Tuesday. If it falls on a Tuesday, we, in the last couple of years it has, and we've broadcasted live from B2B Kent.
Mm. How was B2B Kent? Was it good? Because I missed it.
You did, didn't you? Yes. No, it was a decent event. We have broadcast live from B2B Kent at Ashford the last couple of years. I don't know if this year's is on a Tuesday. If it is, then we will. Mm. If it isn't, we won't. What we do sometimes is we do recordings from some business
roving
shows.
Roving mics.
We do a roving mic outside broadcast recording at some business shows, and we've done B2B Southeast, the Women in Business Conference, and Women Mean Business, and a few other things like that.
Paul likes to go to the Women in Business Conference.
Strangely, I do. I do enjoy spending my day as a keynote speaker with 100 business ladies. Yeah. I do find that somewhat refreshing.
I like a fireman myself.
Yeah, but there aren't many fireman conferences.
No, but if there is, I'd go.
Yeah, you would.
Anyway, David, I'm not sure if I'm saying your surname properly, but we'd be happy to help on that. So just let us know.
If you tweet us what you're after, I mean, is he?
He's being very cagey.
No, not at all. I'm just asking if there's a reason why he needs to know, if there's something we can help with. If he's staging a conference and he'd like us to be there, then
we'll
we'll try if we can.
Exactly. Yeah?
Or if he just wants to come to a conference that we're at to meet us, then, I'll send you.
Thank you.
That's right.
There's a co-working thing here, but they haven't put the hyphen in, so it says cow-working. cow-working comes to mind, because it's Dotty the Daisy or Dairy or whatever she was called.
Yeah.
Cow working comes to Maidstone. A new cow working space. It is co-working. I'm just being facetious. A space is open this month in Maidstone Town Centre, and it's offering hot desks and shared office space for sole traders, start-up businesses and remote teleworkers from £30 a month. Union 23 Co-working is based at 23 Union Street, just inside the Starnes Court, and has been founded by Johnny Jensen, who was on our show a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
He's the director of social media Business Live plus Social, and also Anwyn Cooper, director of Marketing United, Collaborative Marketing and Business Partnership Builders. You can go to their website, which is www.union23.com, and tweet them at Union23Cowork. So that sounds very, very good and splendid.
Fabulous.
Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre. is operated by Freedom Leisure on behalf of the centre's trustees and has completed its next phase of improvements, and it's funded by a 35k grant received back in February from the Sports England Inspired Facilities Fund. So they've got two full-size netball courts, a junior-size netball court and three tennis courts, and they've all been fully refurbed and resurfaces, and there's new floodlights and etc. And they're launching a Back to Netball campaign at the centre, and it's based on successful schemes at other centres in Kent. So if you want to know more, go check out the Sandwich Sport and Leisure Centre, and it's an independent community centre run by Not-for-Profit Leisure Trust. Well done, guys. There's a state-of-the-art, fully equipped gym, 3G floodlit artificial pitch and multi-purpose sports hall. What's 3G floodlit?
3G is an artificial pitch. It's a new type of artificial football pitches. It's got loads of little rubber balls in it. It's much nicer than AstroTurf.
Okay.
Anyway, we've had a tweet from Lisa Wally-Smith, who on the Twitter is known as Clarity Marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's Clarity with a K, K-L-A-R-I-T-Y-M-K-T-I-N-G. Clarity Marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah. And on the Twitter... And she says, Clarity Marketing helps Kent artisan producers with marketing strategy and social media. And he's also a member of Producing Kent. So if you're a producer and you want help with your marketing, I suggest you give Lisa a following at Clarity Marketing on the Twitter.
Which reminds me, mm-hmm. At Mustchup Kent, do you remember the lovely
Andrew
Salter?
Yeah.
Andrew Salter, who was on. He was on the Superior Show at Scoff Quaff. And I introduced him to, he was looking for, you know, little inlets for his sauces. I introduced him to Binny at Budgeons in Whitstable High Street. And proud to say that Budgeons are now stocking at Mustchup.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous.
And the check's in the post, apparently.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
We've got tons of stuff to get through here, so I'm cutting you off early and I'm not talking to you. And we haven't even discussed Cairo yet.
The War and Peace Revival, the world's largest and best vintage and military festival, takes place from Wednesday the 16th to Sunday the 20th of July.
I thought Joe was really good last week.
At Folkestone Racecourse. For more information, www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk.
It was so pleasant.
Thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk. I've said if you pay for me to go back to the Marriott Hotel, I'm more than happy.
Right. Hi, Paul.
Without me.
Hi, Paul. I set up Active Kids in 2002 as an exercise program for children. We deliver natural exercise programs for children aged between 18 months and 11 years. We have a small franchise operation in five areas in England, and we would like to improve and expand this. I have joined up with three partners to create a very strong franchise offer, and we are looking to launch in Kent. So this is a business opportunity, yeah? We want to offer ethical franchises so that we have already invested in training of sports students at further education colleges in Gillingham and Maidstone. We are offering an employability program with the colleges and have already started to deploy those students at Active Kids instructors into local schools to deliver the classes. Our next step is to attract investment by offering franchises to individuals or organisations who will be able to market and sell the range of programs we offer with our continued support into schools, nurseries, children's centres and leisure centres. We are hosting an event on Wednesday the 26th of February in Kent to speak to potential franchise holders. People can reserve a space at www.activekids, and that's A-C-T-I-V-K-I-D-S, activekids.co.uk/bookings. I have also attached our franchise information. So that link is on the Kent Business Radio website. You can go and look at it. And if you're interested in finding out more about a franchise for Active Kids Sports.
Great idea.
It's on Wednesday the 26th of February.
Get the kids out playing.
And that's from James Porter, who's the director. And you can contact James at james@activekids.co.uk.
And Lee Bennett, who's the marketing and PR for the Aylesford Priory, she's on a little convalescent
never heard of
her. Bed. Little convalescent bed. She's had a little operation.
Oh, Lee, get better soon.
And she's asked me to point out that they're refurbished tea rooms, and they'll be opening. There'll be a launch on the 1st of March. They didn't say there was a launch, but I'm sure there will be.
You've invented that bit.
Yeah, I shall be
there. She has. Actually, the launch won't be till later, but it does open on the 1st of
March. Well, I will be having a launch there on
She's going to launch. Josie's going to launch it, and the rest of us are just going.
As only she could.
Yeah.
And they're now offering table service, and they have a snug area with lovely comfy seats that you can chill out in, and also an area which can be hired out for parties or small meetings, and the food is prepared on site from their kitchen. So that sounds like a good place for a tweet up.
Yep.
Also, the Wealden Business Group, they're having their meetings. There's an initial free breakfast, and you can contact Secretary Dee Bateman on 07958612937, or you can email dee.bateman@hotmail.co.uk. And they limit it to a bit like BNI, one member per professional trade. And you can go to www.wealden-business-group.co.uk and see if they need someone from your trade or profession.
Fabulous. Stephen Jenner of Gillingham Dramatic Society has tweeted a photograph of Dotty. Oh, yes, he has. She's behind you.
Oh, I haven't seen that tweet yet. It hasn't come on mine. So
it was a little while ago, actually. It's probably while Dotty was on air, so I've only just caught up with it. Sorry about that. But thank you for tweeting that, Stephen.
What Gove Vicinity was saying about hair. It couldn't have been our hair.
No. Kent Business Tweet Up. Hi, folks. Following the Tweet Up's two-month sabbatical, the Kent Business Tweet Ups are bursting into life again, and the first is on the 5th of February at the Miller's Arms in Mill Lane, Canterbury, at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have really missed seeing you all, so feel sure there must be a lot to catch up on. As always, the Tweet Up is free and friendly. You don't need to book, and there is no fee. The atmosphere is relaxed, and you don't have to stand up and give a speech, unless you want to. If you're in business, then I guarantee you'll find the experience energising, interesting and worthwhile. Our other three venues follow on in February, with the Faversham Tweet Up on the second Monday, the Whitstable Tweet Up on the third Thursday, and Lenleys of Canterbury Tweet Up on the last Thursday. And you can find out about all of those Tweet Ups in the East Kent area by going to www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Yeah, that's a great one. Of course, Lenleys have the last Thursday of the month, 10 o'clock, with free parking. There's a nice little cafe there, the Terrazzo. And they do a very nice little duck comfy there.
A comfy duck.
Yeah, and if you want to bounce on a bed, there's Dennis Head of Beds that will talk you through there.
I'm still laughing about your quip about Quark.
What's my quip?
With Ken Lloyd and
is that the only
and
time
Rob
I've
Parker
ever,
time talking I've... about Quark, and you chipped him with, isn't that the sound a posh duck makes? I just, it made me laugh, sorry.
Of course, Quark is a, it's some sort of...
It's a piece of software.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
But it's also a cream cheese, isn't it?
No, that's Kraft.
No, there's a quark. It's a sort of...
No, I've no idea.
A faux cheese.
I will tell you about this, though, because we're fast running out of time.
Go on.
Saddle up for Who's for Hospice 2014. After the overwhelming success of the inaugural charity race day, Who's for Hospice last year, Hospice in the Weald is saddling up for another day of live racing, great food, hospitality and fundraising. Hooves for Hospice is taking place at Lingfield Park Racecourse on Friday the 21st of March, and it's the first day of the Winter Derby.
I was trying to do hooves.
Oh, I wonder what you're doing. Last year, people from the local corporate and equestrian worlds attended the first Hooves for Hospice, and they raised £30,000.
Wow.
For Hospice in the Weald. There's a champagne reception and all kinds of things, and the whole thing is organised by our great friends, the Marketing Eye.
Yes.
Neil and Angela and the team over there in Uckfield, and thank you for that. There's a lot more information which I'll cover in the coming weeks, because there's a few weeks before this takes place on the 21st of March. But if you want to find out any more about it, or you want to look at the sponsorship opportunities, if you can contact Amy Ginman, and that's Amy, A-M-Y, dot Ginman, G-I-N-M-A-N, at hospiceintheweald.org.uk. Fabulous.
Go. There's one of the most vibrant and popular IOD branches in the UK, and it means that members and sponsors are open to a raft of opportunities. And whether you want to grow your business, network or attend events to help expand your skills, the IOD is something for everyone. So in the last 12 months, the branch has held more than 70 events, which range from social events to discussion forums, business breakfasts, sporting and team building challenges and black tie dinners, as well as exclusive tour and dinner at the House of Commons. So if you want to know more about this, the chairman, Emma Lydiard, her email is chairman.kent@iod.net. So
fabulous.
That's a good one.
While we're talking about the IOD, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what side of the fence you are, Debbie Cameron, the branch manager of IOD Kent, has moved on to Pastures New. And they're looking for a new branch manager.
So
if you'd like the job spec and to find out more about it, it's a fabulous job, running the IOD Kent branch, then again, contact the same email address. It is paid. It's a paid job.
That's what I'm asking.
When
I rub my fingers like that.
I thought you wanted me to pay you.
Backsheesh.
Yeah, backsheesh. You've been in Cairo, you see. You're trying to sook me. It's same email address as Jules just read, chairman.kent@iod.net, if you'd like to find out more about that job opportunity
as the
branch manager of IOD Kent, which is a fabulous branch to be a member of. I believe I'm right in saying it's one of the most active branches in the whole IOD Network Institute of Directors. And Debbie and previous people involved in that have made it what it is. So they're looking for someone to carry on that good work.
And I haven't even told you about my stuff, finally. So I went to a lovely restaurant called Abu El Cid, which is in Zamalek, which is quite a nice area, just by the Marriott. And the food was very good, and I bought the cookbook.
Did you?
So I'm going to be practising. And if any chefs out there want to help me practise.
So you're going to be knocking me up something,
Arabic? Yeah, I should be knocking you up something, Arabic.
I should look forward to it. We're still getting tweets in. We've got 2 minutes left of the programme. We're still getting tweets from all over the place. I've still got emails. On Your Marks, Get Set, Go is a designer's guide to buying media like logo design, websites, printing, workwear and signage. Most business owners find media confusing and expensive, but this book is stuffed full of money-saving trade tips. It also takes you through the best practices on how to work with media trades, understanding the jargon, and how to get the best from your supplier in plain, non-gobbledygook English. A unique money-saving essential for your company, and the book costs just $4.99, and it's available from our very own Nigel Stevenson, what wrote it. And you can buy the book through Nigel's website, which is www.nigelstevenson.co.uk.
Oak Forest Flooring are offering 10% discount off their solid oak flooring range. I'm quite tempted to this. Throughout the month of February, they're offering all of the new and existing customers a 10% discount on the solid oak range. If you're looking for stylish, carefully selected solid European oak, they have it, with a wide range of face widths, lengths and finish. High quality products and manufacturers. So go to www.oakforestflooring.co.uk or phone them on Canterbury code 01227 639765.
Thank you. Fabulous. We're at the end of the show.
Oh.
Thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
I haven't told you about my Baba Ganoush.
No, we're going to have to leave that all till next week. I'd love to say a fabulous thank you to all of our guests, Mr. Greg Watkin from the Friars at Alsford Priory.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on.
And we welcome all your listeners to the Friars anytime.
And really, please do pay a visit. You will not be disappointed. There are so many things to do there. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
And don't forget the farmers market.
Yeah, everything that they do there is really good. Do get along there. It's a place I've been many times myself, and I fully intend to go back there many times. So do go there. Also, Richard Phillips, TV chef and restaurateur and proprietor of Pearson's, The Windmill and Thackeray's. Thank you for joining us. Dossie from the Dairy, it was a pleasure to have you on. And sorry I'm taking on Valentine's Day, I'm washing my hair.
That hair.
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, no, you're not.
We'll be back next week with a Business Bunker show. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. Coming up on Channel Radio later, we have the Craig Avery show at 5 o'clock with the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then we have Mr. Jamie Andrews with all that's great in new, unsigned and up-and-coming bands with a new potato show from 9 till 11. So stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. But in the meantime, we're saying goodbye and we'll be back with you next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.